The impact of an energy deficit on your body. In case that Jing discussion was too out there for you, let's look at what's happening biologically when you push yourself beyond your means. Your adrenal glands are probably the closest anatomical equivalent to that well of inherited Jing. We demand more from them when we're stressed, and they oblige by giving us some extra energy and suppressing our pain. Historically, depleted adrenals weren't recognized as a medical condition by doctors unless they were essentially non-functional, a condition known as Addison's disease. But progressive healthcare practitioners have been diagnosing and treating the milder condition of adrenal fatigue for a few decades now. We see it so much that it's kind of absurd that most mainstream doctors still don't know how to test for it or treat it. If you have really low energy, feel exhausted after exerting yourself, feel lightheaded when you stand up, and you have a history of stress, either psychological stress or the physical stress of not getting enough sleep, not eating well, working long hours, being chronically ill, or managing chronic pain, there's a good chance that your adrenals aren't performing as they should, and it's worth seeing a naturally oriented healthcare provider. They can do a saliva test for adrenal hormones known as cortisol and DHEA to confirm this, and then help you through the rehabilitation process. The recommendations that follow in the rest of this chapter are for anyone who doesn't have an abundance of energy. For those with true adrenal insufficiency, additional help may be needed, but these lifestyle changes are still an important part of the recovery process. Whether you're just a bit less energetic than what seems normal, or you're deeply fatigued, chances are you got there, at least in part, by pushing through life and ignoring your limitations. And if your energy is great, congratulations! This stuff is still worth reading, so you can stay energetic. Our intention is not to scold you, but to educate you. You get to a state of energetic depletion by some of the following. 1. Pushing rather than trusting. 2. Paddling against the current of life rather than going with the flow. 3. Demanding that your desired future be here now instead of fully accepting and relishing the present. And 4. Allowing yourself to go unconscious around the impact of your lifestyle, your stress, and the habitual arousal of your nervous system. Before we get into the specifics of energy awareness and enhancement, rate your energy right now on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 represents total exhaustion and 10 represents a state of being fully charged. Not manic, just the maximum of positive energy you could see yourself having. Overall, how has it been for about the past 2 weeks? Stop listening for a moment, check in, actually choose a number and write it down somewhere as so. Self-evaluation of my energy on, then write in today's date, and maybe you would then put 7 out of 10 or whatever number you come up with. Factoring in stimulants. Now, were you rating yourself with stimulants in your system? If so, you didn't evaluate your actual unmedicated level of energy. Therefore, reconsider what your energy would be in the absence of caffeine, sugar, chocolate, and other stimulants, and record this value instead. Modest amounts of these substances aren't usually a problem for most people, but this varies based on each individual and how much is consumed. While a single cup of coffee could have no negative impact on one person, it could give another person intense agitation and insomnia. Wherever you fall on the spectrum, if you consume stimulants, it's worth asking yourself why you use them and what's wrong with being unstimulated. If your energy is low, figure out and address what's actually causing it. You know that the energy you get from caffeine is artificial and involves a trade-off. We see caffeine as having something of a mixed effect. In modest doses, it activates our metabolism, mobilizes sluggish energy and fluids, and gives us a mild energy boost. In larger doses, it revs up the nervous system and consumes resources. The line between a modest dose and a large dose varies from person to person, and only you can know if you're on the healthy side of that line. If you feel edgy, anxious, fatigued, or have sleep problems, it will take smaller doses to cross into the unhealthy range. Coffee, black and green tea, and chocolate all have certain well-documented health benefits, but it's important to consider what else you're consuming when you have them. For instance, the sugar in your chocolate or coffee makes them less healthy. Other stimulants. Beyond consumable stimulants, you may find that you stimulate yourself to stay energetic or even hyper-aroused through things like social media, news, exercise, video games, endless task lists, or simply pushing through when you hit your wall. This isn't necessarily unhealthy, but it's important to pay attention to these behaviors because of their potential to deceive you as to your true energy level. What would happen if, in the middle of the day, you were asked to sit alone in a dark room? Or what would happen if you were asked to lie down on a bed in a dark room? Would you fall asleep in a matter of seconds? If so, you're probably fatigued.